USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House and Senate approving legislation that will avert a government shutdown at midnight tonight. And President Trump is planning to sign that bill and then planning to declare a national emergency along the southern border so he can get the wall funding that that bill does not contain. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying after that bill passed the House yesterday,
I thank our country for having us honor our oath of office to protect our country by securing our border and protecting our values. And where we go from here will be for us all to honor the Constitution, especially Article 1, especially the system of checks and balances.
Pelosi suggesting House Democrats will try to block the president's emergency declaration. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
The Justice Department is pushing back strongly against claims that they had discussions about secretly recording President Trump. In a statement yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said remarks by former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe on CBS's 60 Minutes are inaccurate and factually incorrect. McCabe claims that there were serious discussions within the Justice Department about secretly recordations and trying to rally the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment so as to be able to remove President Trump from office. Leading economists say the chance of a U.S. recession this year is rising. A new Reuters poll of economists says there's a 1 in 4 chance of a recession in the next 12 months, and that should keep the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates next month. The poll of over 110 economists showing an expected cut to the outlook for U.S. economic growth. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's the anniversary of the deadly Parkland, Florida high school shooting. On Wednesday, a key House committee advanced a bill that would require background checks for every sale or transfer of a firearm. Florida Congressman Ted Deutch called for a moment of silence for lawmakers to honor the victims who died at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
What are your thoughts on the 17 who were killed, the 17 who were injured, the healing of the Parkland community, and the 40,000 lives lost to gun violence in every corner of this nation each year?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered that flags across the state fly at half-staff in memory of those who perished. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more details.
Suggesting some moderation in job growth, initial claims for unemployment benefits increased last week by about 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 239,000, when most analysts were expecting a drop to around 225,000. The Labor Department says data for the prior week was also revised to show 1,000 more applications received than previously reported. However, at the same time, the government reported back on Tuesday that there were a record 7.3 million job openings in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.